Well, hello there. It has been probably a few days since I did a little bit of a convention audio boo. As I recall, I probably stopped in the middle, like, and just ended it abruptly because I think my roommate came in or something. So, and I didn't want anyone to think that I was talking to myself, which I often do, but, you know, there's nobody that hears me, and that's okay, right? So I thought that I'd come in and talk a little bit about convention and how it's been for me and what I've liked, maybe a little bit of what I didn't like. I know I've mentioned like a few things, and I thought, oh my God, people are gonna think that this is like bad, but I haven't really gotten to tweet a whole lot about the convention because I typically use dictation when I'm sending tweets. How in the world did I do this? Anyway, excuse me. I'm trying to fix my bed. Failing a little miserably. Anyhow, I haven't sent out as many tweets. Some of you are much more prolific phone tweeters than I am. I typically use dictation, not because I don't know how to use the keyboard, but because I'm like, oh, do I really want to type this? Like, do I really want to talk about how badly do I want them to know this? Because that's a whole lot of friggin' typing. And I'm certainly not very fast on the phone keyboard, but anyhow, and then usually I'm like in the middle of doing stuff, so I don't feel like dictation is worth me doing. Or I have started to dictate a tweet and a tweet list will crash, or, you know, all those kinds of fun, super annoying things. So I'm just going to start off with saying that I worked in the exhibit halls with AT Guys, or as I called him, the AT Guy with JJ. And that was a lot of fun. I'm so tickled that he asked me. And I've exhibited at conventions before and at a farmer's market, but it was a state convention. And the farmer's market is a whole other audio boo as to why I will never, ever, ever, ever exhibit at a farmer's market again because I had such a negative experience. And I'm sure that it would probably be different, but, you know, whatever. it was ruined. But anyway, I really, really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I got to learn a lot about the products that AT Guys is selling and then pass it on to people. And as JJ teased, I do know a lot of people. So people would be coming in line. I'm like, oh, hi. Here, let me hug you. Here, let me ask you about all of your life choices and how you've been since I've seen you last time, because I'm just that kind of person. And so that was, I'm so thrilled that he asked me, and it was really, really fun. And I teased and I said that JJ was the AT guy and I was the AT girl. The convention sessions have been really, really wonderful. I've enjoyed most of them, most of the people who have spoken. And we also, ACB also typically conducts a little bit of business during each session. And I typically find that to be really fun. Like, I don't know, I'm probably weird, and I certainly don't see myself as like a parliamentarian, but, you know, or nor have I read Robert's Rules of Order forward and backwards. But I do feel like I'm very much a part of the process when it comes to having the opportunity to vote and to let my voice be heard about a resolution or an amendment or, you know, any of those other things that happen. And Friday is our all-day business session, and so I'm pretty much looking forward to that. There is an amendment that I'm pretty sure is going to be quite controversial, if from what I saw on the email lists is any indication. So that should be good times. And unfortunately, I just I'm just too slow to live tweet this stuff. So you get to miss out on all of my snarky commentary, which in the end is probably a good thing. Let's see. I have thoroughly enjoyed meeting Alice from Braille Designs. She's Dare Diva on Twitter. So it's DareDiva. And her and her assistant, Shannon, they are very, very fun to hang out with. Just very enjoyable. They were also with me when I stepped on the tack. Like, I don't even know how that happened. I just was walking, and several people, like, asked me if I was barefoot. Like, who the heck walks barefoot through an exhibit? I don't even know where that question came from. Of course I wasn't barefoot. I'm at a convention, in a hotel, in public, not walking barefoot. But it went through my sandal and into my foot, and fortunately I was able to balance so that I was on my heel. But anyway, fun times. Always an adventure. I have to say, I could not be more proud of Lester and how well he has done. As you know, my first guide dog I took to a couple of conventions and then decided that, you know, I didn't really want to do that anymore. And typically I've been of the opinion that for me personally, it was just better to leave my guide dog with someone for a week and then just go and use my cane, because it's such a stressful, it's such a stressful time for them. And okay, I'm a little selfish. Like, I know people always talk about how stressful it is for the dogs, but it's par and parcel for the course that if you take your dog to a convention, you too are probably going to be a little stressed out, you know, because you're not just running to every workshop. You have to kind of schedule relieving times and de-stressing times and things like that. And so, you know, if I didn't take Lester next year, it would definitely be because it would be more convenient for me not to. And that's probably going to get me some slack, or flack rather. I don't really care, but it's just my opinion. I've always been kind of a fan of the real talk when it comes to guide dogs. And the reality is that it's a lot of work and it's hard. And, you know, and when you're at a convention like this, it can be challenging. And sometimes I might not necessarily want that challenge, but I have to say that his work has been really, really well. And right now he's curled up and laying down and asleep, but, you know, we've had a whole heck of a lot of fun, and he's doing great. I really couldn't ask for a better response from him. I told myself that I would not do more than one audio boo, but I am going to be a lying liar who lies, and I will go with part two in just a moment. So, because I definitely have a couple of little rants in me, I'm sure. So hang on.